Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, August 18th. Tesla has confirmed its plans to launch a new electricity retail business in Texas through a new job posting for a role overseeing the new business unit. Last year, Tesla created a new business called Tesla Energy Ventures and applied with the Public Utility Commission of Texas to sell electricity on the retail market. The plans haven't been completely clear, but Tesla has since launched a virtual power plant demonstration with power walls in the state. Now the automaker is looking for a product operations manager, retail electricity, based in Austin. In the description, Tesla says that the role will oversee, quote, the launch and growth of new electricity retailer in the Texas market. Now the move into electricity retail in Texas appears to be part of Musk's vision for Tesla Energy to become a globally distributed utility. At one point, he said that it could outgrow the automotive venture. Tesla has managed to cut Model 3 and Model Y delivery times in China after upgrading Gigafactory Shanghai to add more production. The automaker has been increasing production capacity to catch up to demand, and it seems like it keeps slipping into the future with more delays. However, today, Tesla announced a significant improvement in delivery times, cutting from 8 to 24 weeks down to 4 to 8. On the one hand, Tesla fans believe that the automaker has managed to significantly ramp up production through the recent upgrade, which is cutting down on the delivery time. On the other hand, Tesla naysayers believe that demand has fallen, resulting in the shorter delivery time. There is evidence for both claims. We already know that Tesla did indeed close the factory shortly after reopening it with the intent of improving production. But also on the other hand, Tesla China did actually give out a rare incentive package for new owners. We should know in a few weeks when China releases its vehicle registration data for August, although September numbers could be even more telling. Earlier this week, we reported that Tesla's virtual power plant extended into Southern California and now covering most of the state. Just a few days later, the virtual power plant had its first emergency response event. Tesla reached out to Powerwall owners who opted into the program through the app yesterday to warn them of the event and give them the option to opt out if they needed the power. 2,342 owners participated in the event, which in total needed 1.5 megawatt hours at one point. The success of the event is a good opportunity for Tesla to hang their hat on a real use case and share that with additional municipalities. We could be seeing the beginnings of a true smart grid backed by distributed energy assets. Volkswagen Norway says that it will only sell electric vehicles in Norway as soon as 2024, which is actually ahead of the regulations that have been forcing the German automaker to do so. However, in all reality, the market in Norway is driving up the demand more than company goals or even impending bans. Of all cars sold in Norway in 2021, 64.5% were all electric, up 10 points from the previous year, and it didn't slow down. Now in 2022, all-electric cars represent as much as 83% of the total market, and diesel and petrol vehicles have slowed down to a crawl. Dodge has released photos of its Dodge Charger Daytona SRT Banshee concept, a fully electric version of the iconic American muscle car. But strangely enough, this concept vehicle includes an exhaust. Dodge's press release is a little light on the details without so much information on specs. The only real performance spec that we have is that the concept will be powered by Dodge's 800-volt architecture and the all-wheel drive propulsion system that they named Banshee. The phony baloney exhaust system is actually just a set of speakers that sound like an old gas car, up to 126 decibels of sound. So, thank you, Dodge. Acura has released the first images of their Acura Precision EV concept. This EV debuted at the Monterey Car Week today, and actually Acura confirmed that it will be arriving in 2024. Acura's parent company, Honda, has been relatively slow to adapt to the changing auto market as consumers transition to electric vehicles. However, the legacy automaker is cranking it up this year with a series of electric vehicle reveals. Honda says that they plan to invest around $40 billion to produce 30 EVs. Acura will build this EV SUV on a platform that's co-developed with General Motors, which the automaker plans to release several EVs on top of. Some good news is that Acura is skipping the hybrid phase and going straight to EVs, so credit for that. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Martin Woods says the BMW M will make ICE versions obsolete. They are already obsolete when compared to the likes of the performance versions of the Tesla Model 3 and Y, also the performance Mustang Mach-E. Yeah, Martin, I think you're right. That's actually a perspective that we have for many of us at Electrek. Assuming that availability someday catches up with demand, it really makes me wonder who will be left with the gas versions of many of these great EVs that are coming out. After driving the electric Cadillac, I really can't imagine someone wanting a gas version, unless they travel into more rural areas, but, you know, that's still going to change. The Mercedes, the Ford F-150, and even the large crossover segment actually bring up the same conundrum. The future is clearly electric, but I didn't think it would happen quite so fast, sometimes. Other times, I think it took a little bit longer than I had initially prognosticated. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.